Daf is Daf Yud Beis. So we were discussing in yesterday's Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis just about the differences people could be off the mark in terms of the timing when the sun is, the east, the west, and off by nothing, off by a few minutes, off by an hour, off by a couple hours. So the Gemara is now continuing on. That was all according to Abaye. That Abaye said either Rabbi Meir felt there's no discrepancy of time, or maybe half an hour according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then he added, no, maybe it's a little bit more than that. Maybe it's even a mashu for Rabbi Meir. In Rabbi Yehuda, it was an hour in a mashu. So that was all according to Abaye. There's a lot of different opinions here. Now the Gemara presents a different opinion of Rava on the top of Yud Beis and Aleph. The Gemara says, Azal Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yehuda. Amri the Shmaisa Kami de Rava. They said the statement in front of Rava. Rava says, Amar, Uma Ilu Daikinan Bahani Sade de Ha. If we are so makbid and we're so medayik and so precise on the Edim, the high de kamar shalosh betchilas shalosh, the high de kamar chamish besof chamish. So if the guy says the third hour of the day, we could say he refers to the beginning of the third hour. And the guy says the fifth hour, he could refer to the end of the fifth hour. Bahavi edus mucheshes v'lo kaltlinam. And that's going to be an edus that contradicts each other. You couldn't accept these two edim v'lo kaltlinam. They testify that Reuven murdered. And one guy says the third hour, one guy says the fifth hour. So now maybe what that should mean is the beginning of the third hour and the end of the fifth hour, and that's almost going to be 3 hours apart from each other. So you shouldn't rely on two edim that are third and the fifth hour, because maybe it's, again, the beginning of the third and the end of the fifth, and that's not in line with each other at all. Vana nekem v'naktil misveka. We're going to go ahead and kill Reuven based on their testimony. Rachman amar v'shavtu eda v'itzile eda. We have to save and do whatever we can as the Sanhedrin to save the person. So how do you kill someone? Just look at Rashi to explain a little bit further. Rashi writes here, three lines down from the top here, Amar Rava, v'chi efshe lomar, shein tolen taos, elamashu, l'rei meir, v'shal mashu l'rei Yehuda. Is it true that the discrepancy of a person could only be off by a little bit according to Rei Meir, and a full hour and a little bit according to Rei Yehuda? In Cain, if that's the case, heyachata mitzar for edusin, how could you combine the testimonies of a guy saying the third hour, the guy saying the fifth hour? Mi amar l'cha shezeh hamakdim niskavin l'sofasha. Who says when the guy said the third hour, he meant the end of the third hour? The guy who said the fifth hour, niskavin l'tchias hasha, meant the beginning of the fifth hour, which means the discrepancy is only an hour and a little bit. Kedei l'karvin zeh l'tzeh, to make them closer to each other. U'l'tzarfei du'san, to make them align, shalote b'neim el'shirsh talos adam. That's only an hour, and change is the difference, which is what's acceptable, and people make mistakes in time. But at the same time, we can make the opposite diyuk. Ma'ilu dayakas behani sadeh, what if we try to figure out then be medayik in the testimony, l'chalik edusan, matzis l'meimah, we could say the opposite. Hai damar shalosh, the guy who said the third hour, he meant b'tchila shalosh, beginning of the third hour. V'hai damar chamish, the guy who said the fifth hour, meant b'sof chamish, that's between 3 and 5:59, if you will, 3 or 1, 5:59, that's almost 3 hours apart from each other. V'yesh chiluk b'neim shalosh shalosh chasar mashu, that's almost 3 hours difference. V'chayim dein adam toa kolkach, a person can't make such a mistake of 3 hours. Nechlakes edusan, it should be a division of their edus. Havi mucheshes, they should be contradicting each other. V'lo katlinan le'lahai, we shouldn't kill Reuven. So that's very strange. We always try to do whatever we can to save the person from being killed. So that can't be the explanation of what's going on here. So the Gemara says, Ella, back inside the Gemara, Rava's approach is how much a person can make a mistake. It's really as follows. A person could be off the timing as much as 2 hours and 3 hours according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, respectively. The Gemara explains, El Amar Rava, L'divi Rabbi Meir, Adam Toa Shtei Shals Chaser Mashu. A person could make a mistake up until 2 hours, and L'divi Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toa Shalos Shals Chaser Mashu. A person could make a mistake up until 3 hours. L'divi Rabbi Meir, who says 2 hours, Adam Toa Shtei Shals Chaser Mashu, Maisa, Kiava, when the event happened, it either happened, O B'tchila Shtayim, in the beginning of the second hour, Obisov shalosh at the end of the third hour. V'chav and I, one of them made a mistake. Kato beishal chaser mashu. One guy made a mistake. He was off by 2 hours. So when it happened, the guy said it happened in the third hour of the day. The other guy said it happened in the fourth hour of the day. It really happened in the beginning of the second hour. And the guy who said the fourth hour, he was off by 2 hours. So that's acceptable. That person could do. So that's 2 hours of a margin of error, according to Rabbi Meir. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, says Rava, L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toeshalo Shals Chaser Mashu, a person can make a mistake up until 3 hours. Maisik Yavo, when the event happened, O Betchila Shalosh, O Besof Chamish, either happened in the beginning of the third hour or the end of the fifth hour. V'chav Minayo Kato Shalosh Shals V'chaser Mashu, a guy made a mistake up until 3 hours. So when a guy, let's say, happened at the end of the fifth hour, and the guy said, I saw it happen in the third hour, he meant the beginning of the third hour, that's 3 hours of a difference of when it actually happened, that's acceptable. So again, according to Rava, Rav Meir allows 2 hours of margin of error, and Rabbi Huda allows for 3 hours, much more than what Abaye in the previous discussion tolerated, which was either a nothing and a half hour, or a little bit more and an hour, according to Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir respectively. So now...
So I don't understand, because before we were claiming that we're trying to smaller the amount so that we don't make the amount smaller so that we don't kill somebody by mistake, and here we're giving him more latitude even.
But now we're giving, we're saying, what's reality? What are people's mistakes? The reality is that by a rubber felt that people make mistakes 2 hours to 3 hours. That's the metzias of people.
And you're still going to... So the whole claim of Rav Huna that he says that how could you kill somebody if...
No, because it still happened in the same range. A person said this testimony, so then it still makes sense. A person, when he tested by 3 o'clock, it could still be within 5 o'clock, it still be the range of his testimony. Well, it's not a contradiction. Unless it's a contradiction, we can't throw out the edus. So it's not a contradiction because he could be off by 3 hours before or 3 hours afterwards. If it's a contradiction where it's impossible a guy can make a 3 hour mistake if you held otherwise, then that would be a contradiction and you couldn't accept the edus. So the Gemara now says, Tanan Hasan, we have a mission in Maseches Sanhedrin about edus. How you both can also be shevich hakiris. When it came to cross-examining the witnesses, we'd ask 7 different hakiris. They're called hakiris, drishas v'chakiris. So the 7 hakiris we ask, and the reason why we ask these questions is there's twofold. One is just to know the evidence, the details, the facts. And the second reason is because every aid has to be subject to being aid zomim. You have to have that risk involved. That you have to know, if I'm testifying that Reuven killed someone, I have to know there's a risk that if I get caught that Reuven, that Shimon, so that, what do you mean? You weren't with Reuven at that time, at that place. You were with me at that time, that place. So it has to be clear, when I'm testifying, where the times were, what the times were, so I could have the risk of being caught being somewhere else. That has to be one of the requirements of Eidah. So that's why we ask all these questions about what time it happened. So what are the 7 chakiras we ask the person? Be'ezah Shavua, which is referring to which Shemitah cycle, which 7-year cycle of the Yovel. Be'ezah Shana, which year within the 7 years. Be'ezah Chodesh, which month. Bekama Bechodesh, which day of the month. Be'ezah Yom, which day of the week. Be'ezah Shah, which hour of the day. And Be'ezah Makom, which place. Why again? Because you have to be able to ask him, where were you? Were you at this time, this place? Because maybe someone else could say, you were with me at that time, in that place. Imanu Ha'isa. Betani, the Brisa says, Ma bein chakiras lebedikos. There's something called chakiras, which is what we just mentioned, the 7 questions. And there's bedikos, which are other questions of what color tree was it? What type of figs were underneath the tree you were sitting? Any question we want. And the reason is because we actually don't want to accept the edus. So we ask all these questions of bedikos, if we could try to find the contradiction between Reuven and Shimon, that they're not good edim, so we ask additional questions. So we try to get them in something they could slip up on. But what's the big nafkamina between bedikos and chakiras? So ma bein chakiros lebedikos. The Gemara says chakiros amar echad. One guy says behen eni yodeya edusan. I don't know. The guy asks, he asks him what shemitah cycle it was in. He says I don't know. So then we throw it out. Edusan betela. You have to know the answer to the 7 questions of chakiros. You have to know what shemitah, what year, what month, what day of the week, and what hour. That's all necessary. If you say I don't know by any of them, we throw your edus out. As opposed to bedikos, afilu shneim omrim ein anu yodim edusan kayemes. By Bidika, the guy who was asked the question, well, what color shirt was he wearing? And if we both say, I don't know, okay, that's fine, as long as they don't contradict each other. If they contradict each other, we throw out the edus by Bidikos. If they say it, we don't know by Bidikos, then we still accept, we still embrace their edus. So Gemara says that, Maishna Uvavinam Ba, further, Maishna Chakiros, Maishna Bidikos, Varmina, we say, again, Chakiros, Amr Echad Mehem Eniodeya, Edusan Betela. Why is it Eniodeya, a battle? If a Chakira, if I was asked what Shemitah cycle, what year, if I say, I don't know, why is Edusan Betela? Because the Havile Edus Shiata Yachol Hazima becomes Edus that I cannot be, become an Ed Zomim. Right? If I don't know what time of day was, if I don't know what year it was, then a person can't catch me as being an Ed Zomim. So I have to have all the facts in place where I have the threat of being caught to be an Eid Zomim. Once I say I don't know by any of the 7 Chakiros, since I can't become an Eid Zomim, there's no risk involved, because otherwise anyone could say, oh, I saw that. So you have to have some risk to you of just testifying. So if I don't answer one of the 7 questions, it's what's called Eidus, She'iyat HaYachol Azimah. It's an Eidus that cannot be caught as an Eid Zomim, and we don't accept such Eidus. As opposed to bedikos, if I say I don't know, it's edus shata yachal azimah. I can still become an edomim, even though I don't know what color shirt he was wearing. That has no effect of being me being caught as edomim. Edomim is a key element of keeping the edus in check. So that's the difference between chakiris and bedikos. Not our topic right now. But what the Gemara does say was relevant to us is, the amis, if a person says, ta'inish kuli hai, the person can make such a mistake as 2 hours, 3 hours from when the actual event happened. He said 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the day, but really happened at 5 o'clock in the day. That's still acceptable. People can make a mistake. So what could happen is, hai chakiris de'ez asha, nami edus she'eta yachol azima. Even the question of the chakira, what time of day it happened, that would also be an edus that you cannot be mazim the aid. Why not? Because he the amri mitai katanin, that the guy said that I made a mistake. In other words, if I say it happened at 2 o'clock, and the guy says, "What do you mean? You were with me at 2 o'clock?" He said, "No. I really it was at 5 o'clock. So I was off by 3 hours." So you can always get your way out of when you're with a guy. By me saying 2 o'clock, I've got a margin of error of a half an hour, or an hour, or 2 or 3 hours, so it can never be exact of I can always get out of my becoming an eight zomim because I could be off by 3 or 2 hours. So the Gemara says, no, it's where the guy says, you're with us those entire 3 hours, meaning from 2 o'clock to 5 hours, whatever the margin of error is, the only way a person can become an eight zomim is if the guy says, Reuben, you were with us all 5 hours of the margin of error. Even though you said 3 o'clock when it happened, you were with us from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, the 2 hours in both points, or from, let's say, 1 to 7, whatever the margin of error is, then a person can become an aid zomim. But if he said just that, you're with me for that moment, that 1 minute, he says, no, I mistake by 3 hours. But only if the aid zomim says, the guy says, you were with us for all 5, 6, 7 hours, that's how you become an aid zomim, and that's what the Gemara answers. Damre mitai kata'inan, diahivna le kule ta'useo. It's where the guy said, Reuven, the aide, you're with me all 6 hours of your margin error. You said 3 o'clock, you're with me from 1 to 5. That covers 2 hours of error on both ends. That's when you can become an aide zomim, even allowing the margin of error. And the Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir, and Yahivna Le Mitchia Shah Rishona. So Gemara is going to now go through for each opinion. According to Rebbe Meir, the Rebbe Meir, Yahivna Le Mitchia Shah Rishona Ad Sof Chamesh. Now according to Rav again, Rava said for Rebbe Meir, the margin of error is 2 hours before and 2 hours after. So in Rebbe Meir's world, when the guy says at 3 o'clock I saw the Maisa happen, so we have to say where the guy told Reuven, the aide, Reuven, you're with me from 1 to 5. That's what the Gemara says. The Rebbe Meir, Yehivnin Lahu, Mitchila Shah Rishona, Ad Sof Chamesh, from the beginning of the first hour to the end of the fifth hour. And that's the time frame of when the guy says that the aide, Reuven, was with me. So that would be considered an edus sheyachol atal azima. Ubedinhu denisiv lu meikara tvei. The truth is, really, he should be able to say he was with him even earlier than the first hour of the day. However, elabein yamama lulaila lo ta'inshe. That, let's say he testified it happened 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, the first hour of the day, which would be, let's say, the equivalent of 7 a.m. So really, even 5 a.m., I should say, you're with me from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. But since people know the difference between night and day, people don't get confused, even though in general, there's 2 hours of error of margin by a person's ability to tell the time. But between day and nighttime, that people don't make confusion. Even within 2 hours, we know when the night is and when the day is. So therefore, ben yumama lelaila lo tai inche. And therefore, we don't allow a person to claim it was even earlier than what he actually said, if it means the difference between night and day. And in a similar fashion, the Gemara says, l'Rebbe Yehuda, Yehivnin lei mitchia shah rishona vad sof shishis. From him, the guy said it happened, let's say, at 3 o'clock. We give him from the first hour of the day up until the end of the sixth hour, because he allows 3 hours of margin of error, both before and after. That's a total of 6 hours from hour one to the end of the sixth hour. That's the margin of error we allow. So the guy has to say, Reuven, you're an aide. You were with me from the first hour of the day until the sixth hour of the day on that time, that day, and that place. And that's also subject to aidim zomimim as well. Ubedinhu, and the truth is, the Gemara says, Dinei Sivla Meikar Tvei, really should we allow the guy to have even more margin of error earlier, before the first hour of the day, when the sun hasn't yet rose, but still, Ella, the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis yet again, Bein Yimam Lelela L'Tayinche, people don't make mistakes between day and night. And on the flip side, Ubedinhu Dinesiv L'Kam Etvein, and really even afterwards, even after the sixth hour of the day, we should allow for more margin of error as well. Ella, we know once the sun begins to go from the east to the west, people also don't make a mistake. Ella shebechamisha chama b'mizrach, the fifth hour of the day, the sun is still in the east. Vashiva, on the seventh hour of the day, already the Chama is Bemarv, so people know when the sun is the east and the west, they don't make such mistakes. Only when the sun's all on the same side of the world, or your perspective, do we say that people can make mistakes. But the moment the sun is from the east to the west, there is no confusion anymore. So that's how the Gemara deals with these different opinions. Just to recap before we go ahead and bring it back full circle to Bedikas Chametz, we just discussed for a full Amud how much a person can make a mistake when telling the time. It could be very confusing. As Ezra pointed out yesterday, telling the time based on the sun. So Reb Meir, according to Abaye initially, was yesterday's daf. According to Reb Meir, a person makes no mistake. And Reb Yehuda felt a half an hour. Abaye had a second opinion that no, Reb Meir allows for a few minutes of mistake. Reb Yehuda allows for a full hour of mistake. Then today's daf, we have Rav who says Reb Meir allows for an hour, 2 hours of mistake, 2 hours. Rabbi Yehuda allows for 3 hours of mistakes. So this is just understanding how people can make mistakes and telling the time using the sun. So now we bring this back full circle to Bedikas Chametz, yesterday's Mishnah. The Gemara says 3 lines down, quotes from the Mishnah Tanan. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ochen kol chamesh v'sorfen b'tchilas shesh. That you could eat the chametz all the entire fifth hour of the day, and you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Now keep in mind, the real Isser is only the end of the sixth hour, the beginning of the seventh hour. We're burning the chametz an hour early. The sixth hour you really can't eat. We're burning an hour early, according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ochlin Kol Dalet, you can eat during the fourth hour, but already by the fifth hour, Tolin Kol Chamisha, you can't eat. Tolin means you don't eat, you don't burn. You have to stop eating 2 hours before this month. The beginning of the fifth hour is 2 hours before the beginning of the seventh hour. You don't have to really do a beer, or the Isser doesn't kick in until the seventh hour, yet already from the beginning of the fifth hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the full 2 hours, you have to stop eating. So Rabbi Meir holds only an hour beforehand, and Rabbi Yehuda holds 2 hours before the Isser Chametz. And then Sorfin B'tchia Sheish, and then you burn the beginning of the sixth hour. So now the Gemara now takes this Mishnah, Machlokas Tanaim, and plugs it back in the opinions of Abaye and Rava with respect to Eidus, the mistakes by telling the time of the day. L'Abaye, who was the first pshat from yesterday's daf, Aliba D'Rei Meir, D'Amar Ein Adam Toav Lo Klum, that person doesn't make any mistakes at all, he knows exactly what time of day it is, Nechal Kula Sheish, we should allow him to eat the entire sixth hour of the day. Because people know exactly, they're very medaptic. They know exactly the moment the seventh hour comes, and they'll stop eating at the seventh hour. Let them eat the entire sixth hour. And further, Ulahach Lishna, the second Ikedamri of Abaye, Nami, Damar Adam Toamashu, that he holds a Rav Meir, makes a few minutes of a mistake. So at least Necha Ad Sof Shes, at least eat towards the end of the sixth hour, at least till like, I don't know, 6:55, and just a few minutes, you should stop earlier. And further, Abaye Aliba de Yehuda, Abaye on Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, Damar Adam Toa Chatisha, where a person makes a mistake of half an hour, we should at least let the person Nechal Ad Palga de Shes, let him at least eat into the 30 minutes into the sixth hour. Why does he have to burn at the beginning of the sixth hour? Let him burn 30 minutes into the sixth hour. Ulhach Nishan, in the second Ikad Amri of Abaye, Nami Damar's Adam Toa Shah, that he felt, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person can make a mistake up until a Shah Amashu, an hour in a little bit. Nechal ad sof chamisha, at least let the person eat until the end of the fifth hour. Because Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says you have to stop eating before the fifth hour, but according to this, let him eat until the end of the fifth hour, because he still has an hour and change until the Isser of Chametz kicks in. And so the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Abaye comes to explain himself that Eidus Masur Lizrizim, Chametz Lechol Masur. You can't bring rise from people's mistakes by Eidus versus people's mistakes by Chametz. Eidus, only certain people will testify. Not any person is going to just testify. Rashi explains it. Look at Rashi. Eidus mesura lezrizim. Ein adam bala ha'id al ha'nefesh elam kein baki b'shalos. No random guy is going to just come and testify that he saw a murder, unless he's a real expert in time and hours. L'fi shiodeya hu shesofo lehidarish b'drish v'chakir. Everybody knows that the Dayanim are going to ask him all these very important questions of the Shemitah cycle, and the year, and the month, and the day, and the hour. He's not going to waste his time unless he really knows the timing well. And therefore, for that reason, even though people are more particular by Eidus, that according to Rabbi Meir, for example, that people don't make any mistakes, but by Chametz, we need to give you an hour and buffer, because not Eidus applies to only Zrizim, but Chametz applies to everyone, even a regular person. A regular guy who doesn't know timing, so he doesn't know, he's not medaktik in his man, so we need to give an hour of buffer, as Rashi says, about Chametz, al hakol mutal. Everyone needs to get rid of the Chametz and stop eating. V'shein baki b'shals, tov behen, and a person who's not an expert in time might make a mistake, so that's why you create an hour of buffer. So again, even though by Eidus, it was much more limited of what we allowed for margin error, by Chametz, we have to add an extra buffer for each of the positions because everyone is subject to the halachas of burning Chametz, and we have to make sure even those who are not experts in time, that they follow the halacha properly. So that's the chilek between Eidus and Chametz. Along the same lines now, that was all according to Abaye's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara says, Rava, which is today's daf and Amun Aleph, Rava's understanding of the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir in terms of the Eidus. Aliba de Rabbi Meir, Damar, he felt that Adam Toash Sheshalos Chasamashu, Rabbi Meir tolerates a 2-hour discrepancy. So Mitchilas Chamisha Lo Nechal. A person should not eat already from the beginning of the 5th hour. According to Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, you could eat during the 5th hour. But if a person makes 2 hours a mistake, so if ready at the beginning, let's call it 7:01, at least in the Hebrew time. 7 o'clock is the Issa Chametz. So, and he said you're allowed to eat up until 6 o'clock. But really, you shouldn't be able to eat already at 5 o'clock because people could be off by 2 hours. So from 5 o'clock, the Issa should actually be earlier, according to a Rabbah's understanding of a mayor. So the Gemara says, Chamisha, Chama b'Mizrach, v'shiva Chama b'Marav. No, people don't make such mistakes. Because at the 7th hour of the day, the sun already had turned to the west. In the 5th hour of the day, it's on the east. So we know, if, as long as the sun's on the east, then we're fine. We're able to eat. So once it gets in the west, so it's a very different story. So that's why you're allowed to eat even 2 hours beforehand. So Ihachi, that's the case, the Gemara says, B'shis nami nechal. So at the 6th hour of the day, which is noon, where the sun's in the top of the sky, so then certainly you should be able to eat as well. Because as long as it hasn't moved to the west, I'm still good to go. So why shouldn't you be able to eat even in the in that 6th hour, according to Rabbi Meir? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ad Bar Ava, Shis Yoma Bekarnasakai. The 6th hour of the day, the sun is in the top, which is very confusing. We know when the sun is really in the top, it's hard to see the sun. You can't know exactly if it's the east or the west, and therefore that whole hour of the noon time is very confusing. That's why they said already at that point, you can't eat, because it's very hard to tell at what point in noon it starts tipping towards the west. That was his reasoning. So then the Gemara says, Rava, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Now, that was all Rava according to Rabbi Meir, who says 2 hours of difference. Rava, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, de Amar, Adam Toa Shalosh Shals v'chaser Mashu. A person could be off the mark by 3 hours. So then, Mitchilas Dal Lo Nechal. So the 7th hour is when the Isser kicks in. So 3 hours prior, the 4th hour, that's when a person should stop eating. But Rabbi Yehuda allowed you to eat in the 4th hour. He just didn't allow you to eat in the 5th hour. But really, 3 hours is the margin of error. So ready from the 4th hour, there should be an Isser of eating according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? So the Gemara says, Chamisha Chama b'Mizrach, v'sheva Chama b'Marav. The 5th hour of the day, the sun's still in the east. And the 7th hour, the sun's in the west. But Kol Shekein Dal, and certainly the 4th hour, the sun's in the east as well. So meaning if people don't confuse the 5th hour and the 7th hour, certainly they won't confuse the 4th hour with the 7th hour. And the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, Ihachi, Bechamisha Nami Nechal. So in the 5th hour, people also know it's still on the east, so people should be able to eat in the east. So how on the 5th hour, why does Rabbi Yehuda say you have to stop eating ready by the 5th hour? And the Gemara says, Targum Abaye, Liba de Rava, Eidus Mesur Lezrizim, Chametz Lechol Maser. The same idea. Meaning you're right, a person who's makbid on the shals, he will not confuse between the 5th hour and the 7th hour. A guy who doesn't know the halachas, or is not so makbid rather on time, he might make a mistake. So even a regular guy, the 4th hour and the 7th hour, that's a big difference. The 4th hour, the sun's there. The 7th hour, the sun's there. So that people know already the 4th hour is not close to. Once it starts coming up like that, the 5th hour of the day, even a regular person, they don't know time so much. Yeah, this is the west, that's the east, or this is the east, that's the west. It's still too close and people get confused. So there, the 4th hour of the day, that's clear. Here already, that's a bit of a confusion, so that's why Rabbi Yehuda felt you need a proper buffer of already the 5th hour of the day is when a person should stop eating. But that's the discrepancy between Eidus and Chametz again, that Eidus is only Maser Lezrizim, and Chametz is Maser Lechol. So now the Gemara says a whole different avenue. Up until now, we've been discussing people's mistakes in reading the sun, reading the time, but there's a whole other avenue now. The Gemara says, Rava Amar, Lav Hainu Taima de Rabbi Yehuda. The truth is, Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why he says stop eating in the 5th hour is not because of telling time or making mistakes in time. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda Latame, Damer Ein Bir Chametz Ella Srefa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only way to perform the Bir Chametz is by burning. Srefa is what's necessary. Now, burning is not so easy. You don't just like light a match. You need to collect, we know, we burn chametz our Pesach. You need to get the bread, you need to get wood together, garbage pail, you go to the fire truck. It takes time to get everything safe and properly prepared. So therefore, v'yahav le'rabbanan sha'achas lulkot ba'etim. Chacham gave us an hour to prepare for. So really, Bir Chametz is through Seifa. And the reason for an hour is not because a person is going to make a mistake. He needs an hour of prep time to collect the dry wood that's going to burn well and to properly prepare the fire. And that's the reason of the extra hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning the 1 hour, the 6 hours, also because we need to have a little buffer of 6th to the 7th hour. But the extra 5th hour that Rabbi Yehuda requires, that's to add time to collect the firewood. So the Gemara says that makes sense. However, Eisve Rabbin Lerava, Rabbi Huda says, when do I hold that the mitzvah of bir chametz is dafka b'sreifa? That's when it's not the shas bir, when it's not this amount of bir. That's only if you're doing it early. If you're doing it, 7 o'clock in the morning, so then that's not the shas bir, that's earlier, so the sreifa is the best way. Aval b'shas b'irah, when it's this amount of bir, you need to get rid of the chametz, it's mamish the last second, we don't have time to waste for you to go find firewood. And this, in that case, the din would be shas b'irah, hashvas aso b'choldav. You have to use whatever you can use. So you really don't need that extra hour of buffer, because shas b'irah, you could get rid of it by throwing it into the water, flushing down the toilet, or crumbling it, throwing it in the air. Anything you need to do, you don't need the extra hour of a buffer. So that's not really the reason of an hour of collecting of the firewood. Ella, the reason is, says Rava, El Amar Rava, the reason why you have the extra hour before Bir Chametz, Amar Rava Gezeira Mishum Yom HaMunan. Yom HaMunan is a cloudy day. With a cloudy day, what if you can't see the sun? What if you don't know if the sun's the east, the west, the top? It's very hard to know if it's a cloudy day. And for that reason, they have to add on this buffer of an extra hour or two. So Gemara then says, wait a second. Now, if it's a cloudy day and you can't tell where the sun is, Yihachi Afilu Ba'arba Shos Nami Lo Necha. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say stop eating at the 5th hour? You should stop eating ready the 4th hour, because you have no idea, if it's really cloudy, you have no idea if the sun's over there or there. You can't see anything of the sun if it's a really deep and dark cloudy day. So why don't we stop eating at the 4th hour of the day? So Gemara says, Amara Papa Dalad Zman Suda L'choli. We know there's certain internal clocks we have, right? People, you could get up at 6 o'clock in the morning without an alarm clock. The body is a certain way of functioning. So there's certain times of the day where waking up in the morning is a time that your body's used to, and mealtime the body's used to. Between those meal times, you may not know exactly what time it is. But you know when your stomach starts to grumble, you know now it's time for lunch. Now it's time for dinner. So that was even without telling what the sun is. So the Papa points out, since the 4th hour of the day is a Zman Sud al-Choli, most people eat at the 4th hour of the day. Let's call it around 10 o'clock in the morning. That's when people have their brunch or lunch or whatever you want to call it. So people know, even without telling the sun, you know exactly when your system, when your body is hungry. So you don't have to be warned, ready for the 4th hour. We know as long as I'm time for eating, it's not this amount of beer. But once the brunch is over, so now between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock, people don't know if it's a cloudy day. That's why they have, have an extra hour of a buffer zone. Already from the 5th hour of the day, a person has to stop eating chametz, lest he get confused with the time of the day. That's the din. And now, the Gemara gets into a conversation about the Zman of Suda. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Shah Rishona Mai Chaludim. So the 1st hour of the day is when people of Lud would eat. What's my chaludim? They point out people who are cannibals, people who eat humans. So they certainly are people who are hungry. They eat whatever they want to eat, whatever they can eat, whatever they get their hands on. So they eat the 1st hour of the day because they just always eat. Shnia, the 2nd hour of the day, is my chalistim robbers. Rather than robbers eat, that's their zman maichel. And when it comes to shlishes, the 3rd hour of the day is maichel yorshin, people who are yorish, a big inheritance. They don't really have much of a job because they had a big fortune they inherited. So they're hanging around, just busy wasting time and eating an earlier meal. And revis, the 4th hour of the day is maichel paul, when people are workers, when they start to get hungry of working early in the morning. 4th hour is when they eat. And chamishis, the 5th hour of the day is maichel tamid chachamim, is when a tam chacham eats at the 5th hour of the day. And shishis is maichel kadam, the 6th hour of the day is when the average person eats. The Gemara says, we just said before, the 4th hour of the day, not the 6th hour of the day. So, v'hamar apapa revius man suda l'cholhi. We just said above that the 4th hour of the day is when the typical person eats, not the 6th hour. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella epach, let's switch them around. Revius, the 4th hour of the day is when Michael called. The most people have their meals at the 4th hour of the day. Chamishis, the 5th hour of the day is Michael Paulin, people who are workers, they have a chance to take a little break and eat their meal. And Shishis is Michael Tam Chacham eats at the 6th hour of the day. Mikan ve'elich, a person eats after the 6th hour of day. He pretty much fasts all morning. He eats past noon. It's kazarik evan l'chametz. It's like throwing a rock in an empty leather tin or whatever you call it. It's pointless. There's no point in eating. Once you fast at that point, you may as well fast the rest of the day. Somehow it won't work in the system to eat after skipping breakfast and lunch. So Amar Bai says it's only true, this concept of throwing kazarik evan l'chametz, only true lo amrin elo de lo tam mide b'safra. If you didn't taste the thing in breakfast time in the morning, you mamish fasting past 6 hours, at that point you may as well just fast the rest of the day. About tom midei b'tafra, a person tasted a little something in the morning, whatever he had in the morning. It's a not a breakfast, but a little taste of something less than. But this is not a problem. Then even after the 6 hour day would work. Now how this all works in terms of the digestive system, I'm not quite sure. But these are the different times of day set by the pointed out by the Gemara. Now an interesting halacha comes out from this is as follows. We know there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. A person's not allowed to eat milchiks after fleshiks. Now how long do you have to wait? So the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuf Beis that you can't eat from suda to suda, from one meal to the next meal. So according to Tosfos, that means after you benched, so you wash your hands, wash your mouth, and now have the milchiks. It could even be within a few minutes. Rama says the practice where he was to wait an hour. You need to wait an hour. But the Medaktik can wait 6 hours. They wait 6 hours, and that's what people should do. He says, V'chein Nogin, and the Shach and Taz are very makbid on waiting a full 6 hours, even if your minhag might be 3 hours, 5.5 hours, whatever your zman might be. It's brought down by posting, you should wait a full 6 hours. It's good for self-control. But where do they get 6 hours from? So Rambam writes, he writes at the Suda L'Suda, he says, yearly, that it's Kishay Shos, around 6 hours is between Suda L'Suda. Where do you get 6 hours from? The Gemara in Chulin says, Suda L'Suda. So Lechem Isha points to our Gemara here in Pesachim. He says, since the Zman of a Talmid Chacham is a 6 hour a day, that means he goes 6 hours without eating, that's the Zman of a breaks between Suda and Suda. And that's the source of, supposedly for the Rambam, which is what the recommended practice is of waiting 6 hours between eating a Fleishik's meal and a Milchuk's meal.
This is that they didn't have anything till that, the whole day, or
correct.
That something in the morning?
That sounds like they had nothing at all. Otherwise, that's what Gemara says, Delo Talmid B'Safra.
Right.
So it sounds like they didn't eat anything. The first meal was the first hour, the second hour, third hour, fourth or fifth or sixth hour. Then the Gemara says, Amar Vashi, Vashi says, up until now, we discussed that there was a discrepancy between Eidus, the hours a person can make a mistake by Eidus, and between Chametz. So then the Gemara ends up saying that a completely different avenue has to do with burning the Chametz and collecting firewood, or a cloudy day, the confusion of the cloudy day. But now the Gemara says, Amar Vashi, last 5 lines of the Amud here, Amar Vashi, Kimachlokes be'Eidus, Kach machlokis b'chametz. Just like this machlokis with regards to testimony, so to the same machlokis by chametz. In other words, we saw before that Rabbi Meir only allowed for a much smaller discrepancy when it came to Eidus, either mashu or maybe nothing, or 2 hours. He was always less than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda allowed for a greater discrepancy of the Eidus, 2 or 3 hours. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi points out, just like Rabbi Meir allowed a smaller difference of the Eidus, so too by chametz is smaller as well. Rabbi Meir felt by chametz that all you have to do an hour before you have to stop. Rabbi Yehuda felt 2 hours before you have to stop eating chametz. So they're consistent in terms of a larger shear of chametz and a larger shear of edus. Now they're not exactly the same. Because remember, according to, let's say, Rava, for example, Rava said that Rabbi Yehuda allowed for 3 hours of a person to make a mistake by edus, but by chametz he only allowed for 2 hours. So they're not exactly the same. But either way, what is clear is Rabbi Yehuda has a larger shear, Rabbi Meir has a smaller shear. That's what Rashi points out here. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says around the 6 wide lines down the end of the line, he says, Kimachlokes to Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda, but Eidus, just like they argue by Eidus, Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda, Ta'i in his tray. People make more of a mistake by Eidus. Kach machlokes b'masis, and so to the mission of a chametz, Rabbi Yehuda, Ta'i in his tray. People make more of a mistake. But even though he says they're not exactly the same, still Rabbi Yehuda has a larger shear than Rabbi Meir. That is consistent. So the Gemara responds and says, Pshita, that's pretty obvious, this equation. Hainu hachdamrina, that's what we said above, that they're going l'shitaso. So Gemara says, Hakamashman, this is telling us, Shinuno, the Shanina, the Shiniyahu, Velo Tema Tanayim. I mean, what the person could have said before is, maybe it's Machlokas Tanayim, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda by Edis, and Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda by Bedikas Chametz. In other words, that they're not aligned with each other. There's machlokas, how to understand them. In other words, if you hold by Eidus, Rabbi Yehuda would say there's a 3 hours of mistake, you would say by Bedikas Chametz also, you should have 3 hours by Bedikas Chametz. And Rabbi Meir says 2 hours by Eidus, should be 2 hours by Chametz. Our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah argues with the Eidus. You would have thought it's a machlokas between Bedikas Chametz and the Mishnah by Eidus. Kamash Vilan, that's a good answer. No, they're aligned with each other. It's L'shitaso. Their Meir is L'shitaso by Eidus and Bedikas Chametz, and Rabbi Yehuda is L'shitaso as well. Gemara says, last piece of the Gemara says, last few lines, Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Lo Shanu Ela B'Shos. This is only true when a person makes a mistake of hours, the third hour, the fourth hour, the fifth hour. Aval, if the testimony is based on Netzachama, about a certain event of the sun rising, Echad Omer Kodem HaNetzachama, Ve'echad Omer Achar HaNetzachama, Edusim B'Tela. If I said it happened before the sun rose, and you said it happened after Netzachama, that's a clear contradiction, even though we might be off by 30, 40 minutes, but in terms of an event happening, that's a clear mistake. pshita. Of course, it's obvious. Of course, that's going to be a contradiction. Ela echad omer kodem anetzachama ve'echa omer besoch anetzachama edusim b'teila. Let's say I said the event took place before Netzachama, and you said it took place during Netzachama, during sunrise. So maybe that's a little bit closer to each other. Maybe we should accept such an edus. Kamash v'lam, that's edusim b'teila. Those are different events, and therefore that's a contradiction. Hanami pshita, that's also pshita. I said before, and you said it during. That's still obvious point that it's a contradiction. The Gemara says no. Mal the same. What would I have thought? Tavayu chad the milsa kamri. They're both saying the same thing, really. Behind the kamri, the guy who says besok, going on to daf yu gimel hanetzachama begluya havekai v'zehura ba'alma hu dechaze. The guy who says it during netzachama, it's the reason why. Because he saw, a place where the rays were very, very strong and shining, and he saw like the rays, and he thought maybe it was referring to the sun itself was coming up. Kamash v'lan, that no, it wasn't. It's not saying the same thing. In other words, a person has a different angle. He could be on a hill, he could be in a valley, and you could observe Netzachama differently depending on your angle. So maybe they thought they were saying the same thing. That's what one would think. Kamash v'lan, the guy says before Netzachama, one guy says during Netzachama. Those are two different events, and therefore that would be a contradiction, and we would not accept such edus. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful day. Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow.